I mean, I have to ask, like, do you have experience with a ghost or any sort of paranormal? 'Cause I grew up with my mom, who always she had a ghost who would she named him George, and he would always show up when she was about to move. She moved all over the country, like in her early 20s. So like all of a sudden things would go missing in her house. A sauce pot would end up in the freezer, and like random things like that would happen. 4 or 5 days later, she gets a job opportunity to move. That happened her whole 20s. So like that's what I grew up knowing. So I'm
Interesting.
fascinated if
Was
you had
it
one.
all objects moving
Yes, it
type
was
stuff?
all
Okay.
objects
Well,
moving.
that's not a ghost.
That's not a ghost.
That's not
Uh-oh.
well, not in the way people think it is. That especially so I've got, have someone that identifies as female, early 20s, teenager, late teenager. That's classic poltergeist
Oh.
stuff. And something that, and I again, I have another script that I haven't been able to make yet that's all about poltergeist. And what a surprising thing that, and this has been a working theory for the better part of 100 years. And it always shocks me that people still are like surprised when they learn that poltergeists are actually, well, they're thought to be by like parapsychologists and like, scientists and professionals to be a projection of our own psyche. So what it is you get into emotional states, times of flux, change, high stress, and you unconsciously begin like projecting energy out. And very often it comes out in a way that seems separate from the individual, so it feels like an exterior personality almost, but what they'll find is like in poltergeist cases, if they remove the individual from the house, everything stops.
Interesting. That's
Or it
very
goes with
interesting.
them, it's like they can't get away from it, and you start to think, well, the ghosts are following them. Like, what if they are the ghost?
What a twist.
Yeah, I know, what a
What
twist.
a twist.
Yeah, and that's what I think about that. So I don't think your mom had a ghost. I think she was experiencing telekinesis or psychokinesis.
I'm gonna have to call her after this and tell her, ruin her
Yeah.
day.
I mean, the only way I would say that it was like a ghost is if she started to like see things or like
Yeah.
receive communication, but even some of that can be like, the Borley Rectory, which was called the most haunted house in England around the turn of the century into the 20s and 30s before it burned down. Some of the hauntings there actually involve like writing on the wall. But then again, it still could have been the adolescent person living in that house basically projecting these things, and it because it kind of starts to look like it's not me, it's something else. You start assigning personality traits to it, and you start anthropomorphizing your own psychic powers, basically. Yes, I have had a few paranormal experiences. They've mostly been around the Ouija board.
Oh.
I've got just off over here a 1914 William Fold Ouija board.
That's so cool.
So this was before Parker Brothers like bought the patent. So it's one of the original wooden
Oh,
ones. And
wow.
we used that in the A Visitor short film that Katrina was in. And I've used that a few times. Probably the most astonishing time I ever used it was I went on vacation with my wife to this weird little town in East Texas called Jefferson. And I actually shot a film there, a short film called The Resurrectionist, which is the concept film for that Ghosts of Slavery, Western that I mentioned. But so we were there on vacation, and we were in this old hotel that was one of the original hotels called the Excelsior House. And they've got a historic wing with everything is original. It's from, antiques that have been in the city for a long time. And we do a Ouija board session. And as we're doing it, we've got this big window that opens up into a courtyard, and all the curtains were up so we could see out the windows, and it was kind of twilight, so it wasn't totally dark. As we're going, we're asking questions, we're kind of getting down the rabbit hole, and we ask, you know, like, can you make a sound? It's a way to like verify that we're not just like bullshitting ourselves. We hear a sharp knock on the glass, which we can see through, right? I mean, there's clearly no one out there like going like that. And so we're like, oh, well, that was interesting. Did you just make a sound? And we suddenly heard another knock, but it was on a wall right next to us. That could have been someone in a room next to us, so we didn't know. So we're like, third time, always comes in threes, right? We're like, are you making those noises? And our door handle shook. And I saw it, you know, because my wife had her back to the door, so I was sitting opposite facing the door, and I saw the handle go, and it was an old antique door, so you can really see, you know, like them jiggle and they make a lot of noise. So I immediately bolted up and ran to the door, like, and I'm within like a second I was at the door, and I wrenched it open, and of course there's no one there, you know. And we continued that conversation, and we, you know, it's hard to say, like, because some of the information it was giving was information I knew that my wife didn't know, so maybe that was subconscious, but it communicated that they were a woman from the late 1800s who had been murdered out near the bayou out there, because it's close to Louisiana, it's very like bayou swampy. And we said, what's your name? And she spells B-E-S-S-I-E, Bessie. In one of the oldest and most well-known ghost stories in Jefferson was this woman named Diamond Bessie, who was a prostitute local. This man came in from Ohio, something like this, a rich guy, tycoon, was just going around town, spent a lot of money gambling, picking up whores, and he decided he liked this whore in particular, and bought her a whole bunch of stuff and took her around town and treated her, you know, really well, until he took her out into the bayou and strangled her and left town.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
And you know, and so I don't know. I mean, see, I knew this story. So I don't know if I was subconsciously like projecting those things and that information, but I can tell you that I certainly did not, unless I'm psychic and I had poltergeist powers. I don't know, but I was pretty chill. I think I had some alcohol in my system, so, you know, nothing, no stress. I can tell you that I didn't have anything to do with like the door handle jiggling on its own.
Yeah, that's pretty inexplicable.
Yeah, so it's really cool, and I love, you know, back on the ghost lights, like I love anything on the paranormal spectrum, especially in the last couple of years as we've all been thinking about like UFOs and, you know, maybe spending a lot of time looking up at the nighttime sky and wondering what the blinky lights are. I've been heavily inspired by a lot of that, and that's kind of my I'm always obsessed with something that's comes out into a script or a story or a film, and this is my new at least maybe not at the moment, but what led to this film, that was my current obsession that pulled me towards telling this story.
All right, so in, let's say, 10 words or less, what do you want people to get out of the ghost lights when they see it?
10 words or less. 10 words or less. That's already four. I want people to think about their relationships, and have they said everything that they want to say to those they love? That was more than 10, but that's, I think, fine. That's the point of the ghost lights.
We'll round it to 10.
Don't, or how about this? Don't let time slip away. There we
that's
go.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. All right. There 5.
You didn't need the other 5.
Yeah.
All right, well, that is all my questions, Timothy. Thank you. This was delightful, and really I learned a lot about ghosts, and I can't wait to ruin my mom's 30-year-old story.
Oh yeah, awesome. Man, yeah, you have my email, so let me know what happens. But
absolutely,
the ghost lights out now. It's streaming VOD, and And on digital, so that's like Tubi, Amazon Prime, Microsoft Movies, Apple Plus. And pretty soon, in October, it's going to release on the Terror Films and Kings of Horror YouTube channel. And we don't have dates on that, but it's going to be a live stream with a Q&A with the cast and crew. So that'll be kind of a unique experience. But yeah, out now, go check it out. And you know, Tubi's easy, right? You can watch anywhere. It's going to play some ads, but that's great. You're helping me get out of debt by watching the film. So enjoy. Right.
Thank you. I definitely enjoyed it. I really liked it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much. Well,
thank you. You have a great rest of your night.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.